And now at least 15 civilians have been killed in airstrikes carried out by the so-called U.S.-led coalition against Daesh in Syria. The so-called Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says dozens of civilians were also wounded in the air raids that targeted the town of Ghandura on Thursday. Strikes came just a day after the U.S.-led coalition opened a formal inquiry into its last week airstrikes near the city of Manbij. That's where more than 120 civilians, including many children, lost their lives on July 19th. Following the deadly raids, Amnesty International called on the coalition to boost its efforts to prevent civilian deaths and to investigate possible violations of international humanitarian law. And now we're joined out of Ohio by Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Duff. Nice to have you on the program. Now, you'd think after that huge botch operation, which resulted in the massive civilian deaths just last week near Manbij, that the U.S.-led coalition might use a little more discretion, but reports on the ground have shown us otherwise. Your thoughts?
Well, the interesting point here is that the U.S. is getting into this trouble, involved in last-ditch, high-risk air operations in support of this relief of their failed operation in Manbij, which is really in itself, it's a deception in itself. The entire operation is an attempt to save Raqqa, to allow ISIS to remain in their capital inside Syria as long as possible. And they've been sitting with this sea in this town for no reason at all. There's no reason for them to be there. And increasingly, in order to support their, and it's really a flag force that the U.S. brought in there. They've brought them to a target, in this case, their Syrian allies are Kurds that don't want to be involved in this fight. It's not their fight. It's not the target they're going after. And it's a political war for the U.S., and the U.S. has gotten into trouble by the fighting this political war without going to Russia for cooperation, without working with the permission and aid from the Syrian government, which should be legally retired. Instead, they're cowboying, and they're doing exactly what they did in Afghanistan and Iraq year after year with their drone killings. They're killing civilians, and to a large extent, they're killing civilians quite effectively, which is the only thing the U.S. has been able to do in this air war. There's no evidence they've done any damage to ISIS at all.
And last week's attack, the airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition in Manbij, how was it covered, just out of curiosity, in Western media there in the U.S. where you're at, Mr. Duff?
There's no coverage at all. The current attack is not covered in the American press whatsoever. It's not in the British press whatsoever. It's not going to be carried through. The investigation of the July 9th attack, and they claim 14 dead, and there are credible forces that can make that 5 to 6 times as many dead. There are no real, there's no report on investigation. The U.S. Go ahead.
Yeah, pardon, I didn't mean to cut you off. Now, if the U.S.-led coalition was to organize its intelligence with the Russians, who in turn are organizing their intelligence with the Syrian government, wouldn't that mean that the intelligence on the ground would minimize the loss of civilian life? What priority could possibly outweigh protecting innocent civilians on the ground where this isn't taking place, this kind of, cooperation?
Oh, there's none whatsoever. I've interviewed the Russian officials involved in the negotiations. VT has an operation where we work directly with the Russians inside Syria on the ground. We have people with them. We know the kind of intelligence they get because they're working with the long-established Assad intelligence network, which has tremendous human intelligence. The U.S. operates on satellite and signals intelligence, and it's worthless. It's all basically interpretation. No one's accountable. The Syrians have people on the ground with mobile phones, with radios. They're getting direct information. People are watching the targets. The U.S. isn't doing that. And they have access to this intelligence, but instead of dealing with Syria and dealing with Russia, they're cowboying this and they're killing a lot of people. And it's entirely political. And certainly Kerry knows this. He and Lavrov have to be talking about this. But Kerry is not authorized to do anything that has the U.S. sharing information with the Assad government, and those are the people they have to work with, the legal recognized government in Damascus. There's no other choice.
Thank you, Mr. Duff, for your input and joining us here on the program. That was Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of Ohio.